Hi, I'm Heather, and we're the Whodunit Sisters. The Kansas City metro area currently has over 300 missing persons cases. Today we're going to be talking about 19-year-old Tamontez Hurt. He is a freshman at Missouri Western, and he had taken a semester off so that he could save money to go back to school.
On February 1st, 2024, Tamontez was at an apartment located in the building behind me. At around 3 a.m., he called his grandma, who lives in St. Louis. He sounded scared and in distress and thought he had been drugged. Tamontez asked his grandma to pray with him.
And the grandma heard Tamontez say, "What did you do to me?" 911 was called and an ambulance took Tamontez to the ER at St. Luke's Hospital. At St. Luke's, they had Tamontez take a nap and then he was given four Sprites and then he was discharged. Tamontez's grandma insisted that they evaluate him. He was given a urine test, and 20 minutes later, the urine test came back negative, and he was told that he needed to leave. Tamontez's grandma heard the nurse tell Tamontez, "Why are you holding my hand?" And he said, "I am born again, and I am going to glory." Grandma then says, "Does that sound like a sane person?" Grandma begs them to evaluate them. But they tell her that he's been discharged and he needs to leave. He's given a voucher to the Greyhound bus stop, and the grandma says that she's going to get him a ticket to St. Louis.
According to the surveillance cameras at the Greyhound bus station, Tamontez shows up here at the bus station at 11:10. He gets out of the cab and he walks to the doors, and the lobby's locked. It doesn't open until 4 p.m. So Tamontez goes back to the cab, and because he had accidentally left his phone in it, he is not let in the cab, so then Tamontez starts heading south on Troost, and the cab driver drives away. Tamontez's grandma tries calling him back, and the phone is not answered. She doesn't realize that it's been left in the cab. She contacts people who have an iPhone, which is what Tamontez has, and she asks them to track where he's at, and they said he's all over the city, and it's because, little did they know, his phone had been left in the cab and the cab driver is literally driving all the way around.
We know by surveillance cameras that by 1:30, Tamontez made it to 77th and Troost. This is the last known location of him. He was wearing a royal blue Price Chopper polo style shirt and green sweatpants. Tamontez's grandmother came from St. Louis here and she filed a missing persons report. It took Kansas City Police Department 6 days to open up a case on him, and it took an additional 2 months for them to post and issue any type of statement on Tamontez's disappearance. It took Haley and I about 20 minutes to drive from the Greyhound bus station to this site. We passed countless cameras. So we know that there would be additional business cameras in this area, and it just leads us to wonder how well the detectives search the areas and talk with people and canvass the areas to know his last steps. There have been no updates since March. Every weekend the community has put together a search party for him. We just want to keep Tamontez's story alive and are pleading with the community to help out in any way they can. Thank you so much.